In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Wednesday today, the 23rd of May. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Qualcomm in a bit, but we are going to start today with a little more on the banking bill the House passed yesterday, the one that loosens up some of the regulations on that industry passed after the financial crisis. And we're going to do it because you can draw a pretty straight line from the health of the banks to the health of this economy. And not just the big banks either. A lot of the supporters of the bill that the White House says President Trump is going to sign as soon as he can say it's going to help small and regional banks prosper. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, small is a lot bigger than it used to be.
Under current law, which will probably last another couple days, financial institutions with more than $50 billion in assets have to keep more cash in reserve than smaller banks. You've got your big Wall Street banks, but also a couple dozen others that may not seem so big.
Banks that were just above $50 billion that included Zions Bank in Utah and Huntington Bank, which is headquartered in Columbus, Ohio.
John Burlaw is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Under the new system, that $50 billion threshold becomes $250 billion, with some caveats.
If the Federal Reserve or other regulatory agencies find that this bank, you know, might be particularly problematic, they can still step in.
That's because some banks under that $250 billion limit are still pretty big players. Names like SunTrust Bank, American Express, Ally Financial, Charles Schwab. Sylvia Maxfield is dean of the Providence College School of Business.
Regional banks in the United States, community banks, and some subsidiaries of global banks no longer have to have such high capital requirements.
Carter Doherty at Americans for Financial Reform says this change could alter the landscape of the financial system.
You're going to see a lot more consolidation in the banking industry. This is going to be big banks buying up smaller banks to grow even larger.
But not so large that they're no longer considered small. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.